This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Before March of 2020, face masks were a rare sight outside of medical settings. Then they became charged political symbols. Now, as the CDC relaxes its guidance on when to wear them, Bridget Bowden reports for many people, face masks are here to stay.
Before November 2020, Margaret Wilkins of Oconomowoc was a kindergarten teacher, but then she got COVID-19. Her symptoms, weakness, dizziness, fatigue, heart issues, were really scary.
I ended up never going back to school. I tried to go back to teach in January. I couldn't make it. I was so exhausted. I barely made it like a couple hours.
Wilkins decided to retire early. Now she's fully vaccinated and boosted, but she'll never forget how difficult her bout with COVID was. She says she's scared about getting it again, so she always wears a mask indoors. And she says she'll continue to wear a mask in some form or fashion for a long time, maybe forever.
Basically, every place I go, I wear a mask. And like I said, you know, I'm retired, so I don't have to really worry about right now going to work or going to a place for my job. And so if I did, I probably would wear a mask. I most likely would wear a mask.
Masking will also continue to be an important safety measure for Heidi Stino of Milwaukee. Stino and her husband run a small art business where they travel to various art fairs and events. She says they'll continue to wear masks because they just can't afford to get sick.
One of us getting sick or even having to quarantine meant we could not be out selling artwork and keeping our paying our mortgage, buying groceries.
Masks have been important for Stino's family in more ways than one. Back in 2020, they began making fabric masks as a way to keep their business afloat while many of the art fairs were canceled.
We kind of stopped counting after like 5,000.
Now they mostly wear N95 respirators. And even though she had never worn a mask before the pandemic, she thinks she'll continue to mask in public for a long time to come.
Especially like in the November, December months when colds and flu and starts to show its face again.
Wilkins and Stino are not alone. Ajay Sethi, a population health professor at UW-Madison, says he expects to see plenty of people continuing to wear masks long into the future. In addition to COVID-19, Sethi says masks can help protect against other respiratory pathogens like rhinovirus, enterovirus, and RSV.
And if you're around somebody who's coughing or sneezing, it may not be, SARS-CoV-2. It may be something else. So wearing a mask protects against all those things that spread by large droplets.
And Sethi expects to see people wearing masks in certain situations where people are in close contact with each other, like airplanes.
I think we've always understood that some situations did make us sick before, and we gutted it out, never thinking to wear a mask before COVID. Now we will. We've got this extra tool. Masks are available. People know how to source them. And it's a good idea to use them.
Patricia Tellez-Giron, a professor of family medicine at UW-Madison, remembers occasionally seeing people wearing masks before 2020 and thinking it was unusual.
I remember traveling a few years back and seeing people wearing masks at the airport and making almost even fun of them and saying, "Ooh, what is that?" Or even fearing them, like, "Oh, are they really sick?"
Now she's changed her perspective.
No, they were smart. You know, in the countries, they already have learned what we just learned.
2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, it's still hard to know what the future looks like. But for some, that future will include wearing masks. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.